Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Neil Poland, the president of Mullican Flooring. Neil, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. It's always good to be with you.
It's good to be with you. Hey, I got a copy of the Consumer Reports where they rate flooring, and I want to talk to you about that. Before we get to that, though, real quick, most of my listeners know, Mullican Flooring, one of the top five producers of hardwood flooring, based in Johnson City, and you've been in the news recently because you're moving more and more of your production onshore, building more capacity up in the Johnson City area to sell products made in the United States. First, let me ask you a quick question. How's business doing right now?
Well, Kemp, you know, we're excited about the business, as always. I mean, we're the largest independent hardwood flooring manufacturer. We're focused on continuing to grow our business. We believe that hardwood flooring's, you know, just tremendous industry. The business in general has accelerated since the election last year. Mm-hmm. We've kind of been on a, you know, good upward trend. It has been what I would call a pretty good run, whether you want to refer to it as a lift or a step up over the demand levels prior to the November presidential election. It feels pretty good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it is a relief reaction, Trump bump, or just a plain coincidence with regard to this trend accelerating after the presidential election.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear that. You know, there's many things we track. And, you know, hardwood being a product that lasts a long time, is installed, it usually tracks better with the builder market, and the builder market's doing well. So that's one of the factors, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the builder market, it's doing well, but we're a long ways from the historical averages. I mean, we're in the 800,000 range of single-family housing starts and completions, and the historical average is around 1.1 million to 1.2 million. You know, you could still say we're in at least a recession in housing. We've never regained it since the Great Recession. But I really think this bump has come from the remodeling segment, whether there's a lot of projects that were on hold, or whether people just rushed out and decided, you know, remodel after they were relieved from the election. I'm not sure what drove them, but that's the segment that I believe has expanded over the last 7-8 months.
Okay. Well, let's go to this Consumer Reports article. One of the reasons I called you is because as I was flipping through it, when you get through the body of them talking about flooring and what flooring is right for different environments, which I want to talk about in just a second. But after you get through that, you get to the page where they start ranking them. I'm looking at the rankings, and you're the first brand I recognize because they've got some store brands in there that they've tested as well. You're right there in the top of the brands I recognize. And I was curious, with them putting you there, does that move the needle for you? Do you feel a bump in sales when they publish results like this?
Hey, it's always great to be recognized by Consumer Reports as a top brand, but no, we didn't go out and purchase an additional plant or put on any additional shifts. There wasn't a groundswell of orders that came through, but they're, you know, they're a good organization. I really like it because in this publication and over the years, they have recognized that hardwood flooring provides such a value to the consumer that it is the leading and most desirable floor covering choice. I mean, going back to 2016, they did a report that stated 8 ways to boost your home value, and in that, they cited wood flooring as being one of the top investments in a home, and that it could lead to an average additional appreciation of 3-5%. So, I mean, we like the publicity that they've given our industry. The product is sustainable. Real wood stands out in a person's home. The Americans in general have such an affinity for wood. I'm glad that they recognize how hardwood flooring ranks versus all the other floor covering.
Yeah, and one more word about Consumer Reports. Most people know they don't accept advertising. I mean, they jump up and down on their podium and say, we're objective. We have our own testing. We have our own labs. One of the things, though, I'd like to point out in this article, they start out talking about, I mean, the first sentence is wood wins the prize as America's favorite hard surface flooring. But then in the next couple of paragraphs, they say, but they're heavily recommending wood for living rooms, dining rooms, and family rooms. But they actually say it's not the best product for kitchens and mudrooms. I think you would probably argue the point, wouldn't you?
Definitely. I read through it. I believe kitchens and basements, they don't rank in the same level as living rooms, dining rooms, is a mistake. I mean, there is millions, if not billions, of square feet of hardwood flooring that's been installed in kitchens. I mean, it's a natural flow to the home. I don't know how you would or why you would want to cut it out in the layout of your flooring. It's just, you know, it's perfect. It's ideal. The family congregates in the kitchen. You know, Americans with such love for wood, I mean, it's a perfect fit for a kitchen. The finishes have been developed to where they perform very well in a kitchen application. And then basements also, one of the leading growth areas of engineered wood flooring, and probably on the remodeling side, it's what drives engineered growth, is remodeling the basement using engineered hardwood floors.
I thought you'd have a comment about that, because when I was reading through that, I was thinking, I've been in a lot of homes that have wood in the kitchen, and you know, it's kind on your knees. If you drop something, it's less likely to break versus other types of surfaces, and it's warm to the touch.
Well, you know, one major point that our industry promotes that people totally forget about when considering other floor coverings is other artificial floor coverings that simulate the wood visuals, the best they look is the first day that it's installed, and there's virtually no way to recondition or repair that surface. With wood flooring, you can screen and recoat, sand and refinish, lasts a lifetime. It just provides a tremendous value. It's an asset to a home's value because of the fact that it can be refinished or recoated over many years.
Yeah, you answered my question. Thanks for taking my call. I did want to know, obviously they've ranked you well and they've got you up here, and I was wondering if you'd feel it. And I got to mention, there's a few players that are most people would know in the business are bigger than you. They're further down the list. So congratulations on performing well on their tests.
Well, thanks, Kemp. You know, we're real excited about the rest of 2017, especially right. Football season. It's always good for business.
All right, Neil, it's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Neil Poland, the president of Mullican Flooring, based in Johnson City, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.